Imagine you're standing at a pitch black room and you strike a match. You see the flame, right? But what actually guarantees that someone standing outside, like looking through a window, sees that exact same flame?
Right, yeah. We usually just assume reality is universally shared.
Exactly. But what are the hidden rules actually enforcing that? That is the mission of today's deep dive. We are looking at a brilliant June 2026 paper by Chaim Zeitz called Relational Admissibility Structure, or RAS.
And we are basically going to explore the underlying framework that ensures different interacting systems in our universe don't just, you know, descend into absolute chaos.
Which is a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is. It forces a profound shift in perspective because we take for granted that physical information just survives when it moves from one system to another.
Yeah.
But without specific mathematically rigorous rules acting almost like a cosmic filing system, a shared reality simply wouldn't exist.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because when you throw around a phrase like shared reality, it immediately sounds like we're about to wade into heavy metaphysical philosophy.
Right, or maybe some debate about human consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. But this paper explicitly avoids all of that.
It does, and that boundary is crucial. There is no talk of consciousness or ontological metaphysics here at all. RAS focuses entirely on physics and operational structures.
Meaning metrics that we can actually test and analyze mathematically. So to really get an overview of what RAS is doing, we have to look at what it isn't trying to do.
Right. RAS isn't a replacement for quantum mechanics, and it certainly isn't trying to replace the Born rule. Standard physics uses the Born rule to predict the probability of measurement outcomes.
Like figuring out the odds.
Yes. But RAS asks a fundamentally different question. Instead of asking what are the odds, it asks what are the formal constraints that allow those measurements to remain mutually reconstructible.
Wait, mutually reconstructible. Meaning whether I measure a particle from my frame of reference or you measure it from yours, how do we guarantee we can access the exact same physical history?
Spot on, yes.
Okay, let me try an analogy here. Standard physics tells us the exact odds of rolling a six on a die.
Sure.
But RAS isn't the die. It's the table the die bounces on.
Oh, I like that.
Right. If the table's structural rules, like the physics of the wood, the gravity keeping it anchored, if those aren't perfectly stable, the die just falls through into the void.
And then no one in the room can even agree a roll ever happened.
Exactly.
That is a great way to visualize it. Standard physics gives you the statistics of the outcome. RAS provides the rigid structural framework, the table, that allows the outcome to be agreed upon across interacting systems.
Makes total sense.
And what's fascinating here is a major distinction the paper makes to explain this. It separates something that is merely relational from something that is referential.
Okay, wait, let me challenge the logic on that for a second. If a photon hits a rock, that's an interaction. Isn't a record naturally created just by the physical bent left behind?
Well, yes, but...
So why do we need a whole separate category called referential? Don't they just mean the same thing?
It is a fair question, I mean, but that physical dent is exactly why we need the distinction. If system A, the photon, hits system B, the rock, that is relational. They interacted.
Right, they touched.
Yeah. But it only becomes referential if that dent creates a stable, surviving record that makes mathematical sense to a completely different system later on.
Oh, okay. So if system C, like a scientist, comes along to measure the dent, the interaction only works if system A's state mathematically aligns with system C's state.
Exactly. Without creating a paradox. If it seamlessly aligns, it is referential. It basically survives the translation.
Wow. Here's where it gets really interesting. You need that rigid structural math to prevent paradoxes. But surprisingly, this whole framework didn't start in a sterile university lab.
No, it has an incredibly quirky origin story.
Yeah, Zeitz's concepts actually evolved from an 11-year-old imaginative thought experiment all the way back in 1997. It even had roots in, like, fictional modeling.
Which is wild. But over decades, he systematically stripped away all the speculative sci-fi language to focus purely on testable metrics.
It's an amazing evolution.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, RAS treats an interaction not as a conscious human looking through a microscope, but purely as a physical coupling between systems. The rock and the photon, you know, the die and the table.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? If you've ever tried to understand how the universe organizes itself without just, you know, falling apart, RAS offers a totally new lens.
It really does.
It shows that our shared reality relies on strict composability rules. Think of these rules like a universal translator. If the data from one system can't be translated perfectly into the next without scrambling into nonsense, those rules simply reject it.
Right, it just isn't admitted into shared reality.
Exactly.
Without those exact admissibility constraints acting as gatekeepers, we wouldn't have a coherent universe to observe at all. We would just be trapped in isolated, fragmented interactions.
Which brings us right back to that match struck in the dark room. We know the flame can be seen by multiple people because it perfectly passes those structural rules.
It survived the translation.
Right. But it leaves you with a serious, lingering question to ponder. If our universe requires these strict constraints just to keep interactions coherent from one system to another, well, what happens to the physical information that fails the test?
Oh, that is the really big question.
Does it just vanish from our shared reality entirely, like trapped forever in some completely inaccessible sector of the universe?